Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you'll see my email address on top of the page. You can reach me for prayer requests or any other reason. Thanks again for listening today. You know, as we always do, it would be a great honor for me to pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words today, and not only for them, but for everyone they love and every situation in their lives. I pray a simple prayer that their lives would become heaven on earth and nothing less. Thank you, Father, for filling their lives with your grace and your glory and your goodness. And all these things I pray through Christ Jesus, my Lord. Amen. The message today is called Heading into Glory. We begin in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, where Paul said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." As I was praying today, these verses bubbled up in my heart, so I looked them up and began to think about them and studying them. As I did, Father spoke to me and he asked me to listen and write and publish his words. Here is what he said. "My lovely loved ones, I want you to think deeply what these scriptures mean. The reason for much chaos in the world, and what is even in what you call the church, is because these verses aren't fully understood. So let us share some understanding about what this means. First of all, there is one family in heaven and earth. You are not divided. You are all one together, and we are all one. You may divide each other by religion or denomination, but you're not divided in us. You are all one. The next thing is that my people have a misconception about where strength and faith come from. Many will say faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So they read the scriptures over and over, trying to build faith. But this is not how it works. You're not strengthened by what you read. You are strengthened by my spirit in your innermost being so that you can understand what comes next. Faith comes by hearing, but not by hearing their written words. Many who call themselves atheists know the scriptures very well, and yet do not have faith because they haven't yielded to my spirit. Faith comes from hearing my word, which is my son, and the voice of my son. This is why the disciples who saw Moses, Elijah, and my son on the mountain were instructed by me, 'Hear my son.' They had been taught to listen to the words of the law, which was Moses, and the prophets, which was Elijah, and yet I told them to hear with new ears. What my son tells you is what you live by. As it is written, the law and the prophets were until John, and since then the kingdom is preached. If you read only the law and the prophets, you can go no further than John did in your understanding of who my son is. You may know he's the Lamb who took away the sin of the world, but that isn't really knowing him personally. John was the greatest of the Old Testament prophets, but anyone in the kingdom of my son is greater than John was. You are instructed to live by every word that proceeds from my mouth, and not just the ones written thousands of years ago. The kingdom is within you, inside your heart, where we sit on the throne within you, and direct you specifically in the ways of life. But the key is not just reading the scriptures. The key is yielding to Holy Spirit to be strengthened with might so that you can understand what has been given to you. The next step is that Christ lives in your heart by faith, not by belonging to a church or by saying a secret prayer. Faith knows that my Son and I dwell within you, because you hear our voice within you, telling you how much you are loved. Once you're rooted and grounded in love, you will begin to understand the mysteries hidden since before the world began. You can't be rooted and grounded in tradition or in religion, because these things are not built on love. Anything or anyone that tells you you have to do something to be something is lying. You don't do my works to become. You yield to my Spirit, and the works I ordain for you to walk in will appear in your life just like fruit, because you are in me and I am in you. My loved ones, you were chosen before we made the world. You are already holy and blameless, justified, sanctified, and glorified. And if you're not living like it, then you just haven't understood who you are yet. Once you're deeply, deeply rooted in this love, then you will be able to comprehend what is the height and the depth and even the glory of the love that you are loved with. And then you will be so full of me that you will overflow into the world around you, like a gushing river bringing love, healing, and peace to those around you. Now that you're rooted and grounded in love, and you know the mysteries of love, then we're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think by this great power called love within you. Yes, we know your thoughts. You will find yourselves thinking about something. You will desire something good or something good to be done to someone you love. And all these things will happen without you even asking. All this is done by my Spirit within you, as it is written, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit. Here is one more thing. Once you understand these mysteries, you will see, as our beloved Paul did, that these things are for all the ages to come, and as he said, world without end. If you believe the world is coming to an end, then you aren't rooted and grounded yet, and you don't know the mysteries. As it is written, to the increase of my Son's government and peace, there shall be no end. This is an ever-increasing government that will be as was written. The smallest plant in the garden became so big that the birds of the air, the angels, can rest in it. My plans haven't changed. My plan is for earth to be so much like heaven that you don't know where the boundaries are. This is the time of the age you are coming into now, and the way to advance it is to see it as if it's already done. If you look into the world and all you see is darkness, then you are in unbelief. If you see the earth filled with my glory, then you will experience this. As it is written, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you think you dwell in a world that's filled with darkness, then that is what you will experience. Remember, loved ones, all my works were finished in the spirit realm from the foundation of the world. They are lined up like dominoes to fall when they're supposed to fall. My kingdom is moving and advancing, and if you can't see it, then ask Holy Spirit to strengthen you so you can comprehend. Remember, loved ones, it is the Spirit who gives life. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. If you read the Scriptures without asking your teacher, Holy Spirit, to enlighten you, then you're just eating from the tree of knowledge, which leads to death. My Scriptures are holy, as originally spoken, but most of what you read has been twisted. Also remember that my beloved one said, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. And he only taught in parables. And he said he only said what he heard me say and did what he saw me do. The parables didn't begin in what you call the Gospels. They begin in what you call Genesis. If you read the Scriptures only as a historical document, you will totally miss what they are saying. Just as my Son told the Pharisees when he said, you search the Scriptures to find life, but they're all written about me. If you don't find the truth of my Son and our love in every verse, then either you misunderstood the original meaning or the translation you're reading is mistranslated. So, my loved ones, you don't have to struggle to have faith and to learn truth. yield to my spirit, and you will be strengthened in comprehending things far too glorious for the natural mind to understand. You will know my love that is beyond anything you've ever dreamed of, and then you will be filled with my fullness and be ready for the glorious ages ahead. You are not witnessing the end of the world. You're heading into glory. World without end. Amen and amen. And these are the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I do pray for each of you every day. And I'll see you soon.